Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Jeff is here.
Jeff, were you listening to the cheat sheet during the men's room yesterday at 5:40 by any chance?
No, I didn't get that help.
That's okay. We're on the same playing field.
Well, on the heels of Migs's 200th win, I must ask you to leave the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is Washington's busiest interstate?
I-5.
Correct. Which Muppet plays the drums?
Animo.
Yes. What color are the sunsets on Mars?
Red.
No.
Purple.
No.
They are yellow.
No, they are not. How many railroads can be purchased in the game of Monopoly?
4.
Yes. San Marino is a landlocked country completely surrounded by what other European country?
Italy.
Yes. How many points are needed to win a game of handball?
Uh-oh. 12, 25.
No.
15.
No. Which political figure and activist penned the autobiography Long Walk to Freedom?
Reagan.
No.
Jimmy Carter.
No.
Bill Clinton.
No. Which newspaper did Clark Kent work for?
The Daily Planet.
He did. Live free or die is the motto for what northeastern state?
Oh, Maine.
No.
New York.
No.
How about New Hampshire?
Yes! Wow, coming in hot, and that brings you to 6 points, Jeff.
Wow, I'll take it.
Yeah! Here comes the man of the hour.
Wow.
It's Steve Migs, but the question remains.
I'm Mr. 200.
Mr. 200,
thank
yes.
you.
Are you ready, Mr. 200?
All right.
What is Washington's busiest interstate?
Pennsylvania Avenue.
No.
Oh, I-5.
Yes. Which Muppet plays the drums?
That's Animal.
It is.
Inspired me to play the drums.
What color are the sunsets on Mars?
Pink?
No.
Blue?
Yes. Oh. How many railroads can be purchased in the game Monopoly?
4.
Yes. San Marino is a landlocked country completely surrounded by what other European country?
Italy?
Yes. How many points are needed to win a game of handball?
11.
No.
21.
Yes. What political figure and activist penned the autobiography Long Walk to Freedom?
Martin Luther King Jr.?
Nope.
Nelson Mandela?
Yes. Which newspaper did Clark Kent work for?
The Daily Planet.
He did. Live free or die is the motto for what northeastern state?
Pennsylvania.
No.
New Jersey.
No.
New York.
No. What 90s
New Hampshire.
Year, yes.
Damn it.
What 90s year saw the World Wide Web launch into public domain?
What 90s year?
Yes.
1990.
No.
1991.
No.
1992.
No.
Damn it.
But with time left on the clock, Steve, you got 8 correct, and that is a victory, 8-6. Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, that was a whooping.
I'm mad, though. I would have got 9 put New Hampshire in and it would have been 6-9.
Oh, and that would have been very nice.
Yeah, but still good.
Pretty nice.
Number 201, baby.
The World Wide Web launched into public domain in 1993. You were very close.
It is crazy to think that there are adults. Because people born in 1993 are now in their 20s. Right? 30s.
Oh, my God, Steve.
Okay, cut me some slack.
This is the guy that won 200?
Yeah. Oh, you guys never make a mistake. You guys are like my daughter. The minute I make a mistake, you don't even give me a chance to correct myself. You're like, no, Daddy, that's Donatello, you stupid ass. She doesn't say that, but you know what I mean. But it's crazy to think that there are people in this on this planet that are grown adults in their 30s that have never experienced life without the internet.
That's wild to me.
Yes.
It was 20 years ago.
It was like 5 years ago,
in
right?
In my head and my heart. You got to check out the new I Beat Migs shirt, whether you beat the man or not, whether you play the game or not. You can get it in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Stanley Cup might be over tonight.
No.
The Panthers are up 3-2 over the Oilers. Are you a big hockey fan? If so, call now. 206-803-ROCK. We want to see how well you think you know the Stanley Cup.
So Showtime.
Call now. 206-803-ROCK. And we will chat Stanley Cup with you after Lenny Kravitz. Tonight, Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final is happening at 5 p.m. You can
catch it
on TNT. The Florida Panthers are hosting the Edmonton Oilers. The Panthers are up 3-2 in the series going into the game tonight. And so this means the Stanley Cup will be in the arena on site just in case they win.
All it does is take. And sooner or later, it takes you over. It takes every breath. It takes your body. One night, it'll take your dream. The next night, it will take someone else's. It takes. And just when you have nothing left, it gives.
Oh, my God. That wasn't for the Stanley Cup. That was a chlamydia commercial. No,
oh, God.
I love the Stanley Cup commercials. There's one, if you go on YouTube, just type in the no word Stanley Cup commercial. I mean, it's not good for the radio because they're not talking, but it's like all these players that are just overcome with emotion, like Timo Solani and Ray Bourque and Scotty Gomez, and they're trying to be interviewed by like the reporters, and you could just tell, like, this is truly the most prestigious trophy in all of sports, if you ask me.
You could absolutely argue that. It has a ton of history.
Yes.
There are some very wild stories surrounding the cup because everybody gets to take it home with them and do what they want with it for 24 hours.
Yeah, they can bring it to wherever they like. You know, there's times it's brought here to the Northwest, not because the Kraken won the cup, but because like past like Seattle Thunderbirds players or Silvertips players have won the cup and they want to bring it back to like their billet family, which I think is always so awesome.
So we put a little game together, and we want to put you to the test. The game is called Lord Stanley or Lie Stanley. We have some facts about the Stanley Cup. Some are true, and some are totally made up. And you have to tell us whether it happened or not. And we have a couple of hockey fanatics on the phone, including Jared from Seattle. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, Jared. Who are you rooting for tonight?
Edmonton.
Let's go.
Oil to the oil.
I want to see a Canadian team win the cup.
That's so un-American to say that, but
more importantly, I want to see a team that hasn't won a cup in a while win a cup. And I also do like Connor McDavid and Draisaitl. Like, I like a lot of the players.
For sure. All right, Jared, we're going to play Lord Stanley or Lie Stanley.
All right. Do you think this is true or false? The Rangers used the Stanley Cup to burn their mortgage documents and put the flames out by going number one on it afterwards. True or false?
False.
Wrong. Actually, no. This happened back in 1940 that they did exactly that. All right.
Wow.
We got another one for you. Here's one. Mark Recchi, he filled the Stanley Cup with kibble for his dogs after he won the Stanley Cup. Do you think that happened or not?
That sounds true.
You are actually, I think he's not the only one that's done something like that. I think Brian Trottier of the Islanders back in the day figured out how to take apart the Stanley Cup and use the bowl part as his dog's dog bowl for a day.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love these kind of things. You want to do one more?
Let's do one more with Jared.
All right, let's talk about one of the greatest hockey players of all time, and that's Mario Lemieux. I can speak. He tried to see if the Stanley Cup would float in his pool, and well, he found out rather quickly that it cannot. It sank to the bottom. Do you think that happened?
I'm pretty sure that did happen.
You are correct. That happened back in 1991. Thanks, Jared, for playing with us.
How about Nick in Marysville? Nick, you a big hockey fan?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you pulling for tonight?
You guys aren't going to like me, but definitely Florida. 100%.
You know, as much I don't want to see them win, But man, they do have a very likable team, and that's the type of team I wish the Kraken were. Just tough as nails. I mean, I like the Kraken to be a team that wins Stanley Cups. I think that's a no-brainer. Yes. But I just like the style of hockey that they play, but I do want to see the Oilers win it all.
Let's put Nick to the test as we play Lord Stanley or Lie Stanley.
All right, now keeping with the theme of number ones, Red Kelly's son went number one directly into the bowl of the Stanley Cup after winning the Cup back in 1964 with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Do you think that happened?
Yeah, that's a great story. Let's go false.
False. It's a great story, and it's also a true story.
If that cup could talk.
All right, this is a weird one to follow up after hearing that story, but some players have filled the Stanley Cup with poutine and used it as a team-wide serving bowl after they won the cup. Do you think that's true or not?
Let's go false on that one.
You would be wrong again. Apparently, poutine has been like the top thing that people have put in the Stanley Cup, which is fries and gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Some people have put spaghetti. Other people have put ice cream in the Stanley Cup.
No way.
So, and, of course, alcohol.
Yes.
I would have figured a Canadian team would have had the one to put poutine in it, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All right, Tyron, how about this one for you?
Yes.
Martin Brodeur of the New Jersey Devils, when he won the Cup, he filled it up with actual goldfish and kept them alive in it for a week.
You know, considering I think they only get to have it for a day, I'm going to say that's false.
You are correct.
Yeah!
The Daily Mix Show.
Pierce County deputies responded to a very bizarre incident involving a man threatening his parents with a chainsaw. Then he ended up in a pond, and they had to lasso him to get him out of there.
Jeez.
We're going to be going straight to the comments about it at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There was a very wacky incident in Pierce County over the weekend. Yes. Deputies responded to a 32-year-old man who had been threatening his parents with a chainsaw and then leapt into a nearby pond to try to get away.
So what's the weird part?
There was a lasso. The King 5 News report breaks it all down.
Not video you see every day. You just watched a Pierce County deputy lasso a suspect in a pond.
Hey, did you see the video?
Yes.
It's insane.
Totally insane.
Like, they full on do the lassoing and just drag him back out.
I mean, is that something you learn in the police academy, is lasso skills?
Absolutely.
The sheriff's office was dispatched to a property near Roy along Highway 702 on Saturday. Deputies say a fight led to a man threatening his parents with a chainsaw. When deputies arrived, he jumped into a nearby pond and refused to come out. A deputy was eventually able to lasso him and drag him to shore. He was taken to a hospital for mental health services.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had lots of arguments with my parents when I was growing up. Never once did I think, well, we didn't have a chainsaw. But even if we did, I don't think I would pull it out and threaten them.
No.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been talking about this online. So let's go straight to the comments.
Found a few of these comments. And, well, no rhyme or reason on who's reading this, but it was a new option. So I was like, oh, I like to hear how he sounds. It's Robot Johnny Cash.
Ooh, the man in black.
The man in black reading the comments. Are you ready for the first one about this lasso story?
You know it.
This is the most Florida story I have ever heard.
Yes.
Florida comes to the PNW.
A lasso. What the fuck is happening in Washington? Glad I moved out of that weird-ass town.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's like a thing that happens here in Washington where people are using chainsaws and lassos.
No.
Is Pierce County the Florida of the North now?
I mean, it's starting to get that way with some of these stories that we do here.
I mean, I wonder which county in Washington State is the most Florida.
Pierce.
It is. You really think it is?
Center Snohomish.
Yeah. I mean, we got some interesting folk up north.
And with chainsaw chases, dad dives into a pond and gets lassoed by the cops. I'm not sure if I'm reading King 5 News or the script for Jackass 4.
And it might be both.
It is a wild, wacky story.
So it wasn't just King 5 that reported on it. I want to play this for you because Q13 or Fox 13, they did a report on it as well. They interviewed a deputy for the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. Her name is Charlie Capetto. And when they're talking to her, she shares something in this conversation that completely blew my mind. I didn't even know this was a thing. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Not every day that you see a deputy lasso a suspect.
I'm sure there's not anything in the police academy that's like, hey, if you're in a situation, bust out your lasso, cowboy.
No, they definitely...
That's a great question, but I love that he ended it with cowboy.
Lasso Cowboy?
No, they definitely don't teach us how to use lassos in the police academy. And I think what's great about Pierce County is we can kind of pick and choose what kind of tools and instruments we want to carry inside of our car as long as they're approved. And this particular deputy works out in our mountain detachment and has had to deal with a lot of like animals, like large animals.
Do you think they called this specific person for this instance?
We'll get like Cowboy Dan?
Yeah, call Cowboy Dan. He'll know what to do.
But the part that blew my mind was that, okay, so they're allowed to bring a tool or some kind of a, I guess, a weapon that they have to get approved. Like, first of all, what is not getting approved? Do you think there's like some nerd? I know I would be the dork. They'd be like, I have a lightsaber. I want to bring a lightsaber just in case.
It's like the list at the airport of stuff you can't travel with. Like, these are the items you can't take to the crime scene.
So let's just say all of us, which, I mean, nobody wants this in life, but we were all deputies or police officers in Pierce County, and we're allowed to bring a weapon. Like, you're allowed to bring your own. What weapon are you going to be bringing?
Throwing stars. For sure.
I bet they would approve that.
Yeah.
Danny?
My pocket knife. I always have my pocket knife.
What are you going to do with that?
It's going to open an envelope.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Damn,
the judgment
mirror.
Is
I'm
real.
I'm so intimidated by your pocket knife.
I think I'd bring that machete that listener once mailed us.
Oh, is that still in the studio?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
I wasn't going to say it was or wasn't because I don't think we should be having it in here.
Well, it's a fake one, right, Steve? It's a plastic one.
It's a prop.
Just in case somebody comes into the room that we don't want, we have something ready to go.
Yeah, I think that's very smart.
Or.
Wow. A trident.
Yeah.
Like an actual one. Like, which, that would be amazing.
I mean, I have a pitchfork in my house. Does that count?
We have the fake Mariner's Cup drink trident in here.
Yeah, sure, it's fake. It's not, it's a...
The Daily Mix Show. Well, speaking of tridents up and the Mariners, we're going to be at the game tomorrow, and first pitch is at 1:10. We also have the hookup on discounted tickets if you head to KISW.com and get them through our link. Plus, $2 of every ticket you buy is going to go back to support the National MS Society and the KISW Bike MS team. You can get all that info at KISW.com.
Come hang with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Maybe you're just starting out on your day, and we would never let you walk out the door without some tidbits from the world of pop culture. So we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
For the very first time ever, three of the Beatles' offspring collaborated on a song. It's Sean Lennon, James McCartney, and Zach Starkey, and they posted part of their song called Rip Off.
Okay, first of all, Taryn is always ever the optimist. I see the look on your face and you're trying to find
the groove
so you could do your hippie dance to it, but I feel like you're struggling.
Let's keep it going. Let's
see. Okay. Well, full disclosure, I think this is awful, but okay, let's continue.
No.
You
see, I have a problem.
You can't do it.
I feel like I might need like an enhancement to enjoy that.
A lot of enhancements. Also, in all fairness, though, it sounds like as if like it was recorded off of a phone.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is like the highest quality. I would be interested in hearing it because I think Zach Starkey is an awesome drummer.
Absolutely.
He's a really good drummer. So at least they could start with a good foundation right there.
The Beatles 2.0.
I don't know. I mean, is it crazy for me to think that I think I liked the collaboration that Gene and Paul from Kiss's Kids
did?
Remember? I was like, I felt like there was more potential in that. Wouldn't that be the great irony is that the kids of Kiss turning out better music than the kids of the Beatles?
They're turning out all the talent.
That'd be awesome. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Naked Gun. Were you a Naked Gun fan?
Totally. I loved those movies.
I thought they were so freaking funny.
They were hilarious.
I don't know if they hold the test of time, but at the moment, I remember watching them. Granted, OJ kind of threw a wrench in all their plans because he was kind of a big part of it.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, today is the anniversary of that OJ Simpson, the car chase thing.
Wild.
Yeah, that happened with Al Cowlings on the freeway and all that with the Bronco. But anyways, there's a new trailer for the brand new version of The Naked Gun. It's the remake that has Liam Neeson, that he's going to be a part of it. Also, Pamela Anderson, she's featuring it as well. And here's a little bit of the trailer, and I think we're going to be in for a lot of jokes.
Who are you?
Drebin. Detective Frank Drebin.
And you, Frank, are the best of the best.
Says you served 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter?
Must have been quite the joke.
Nobody messes with the police squad.
Now, I know some people are like, it doesn't have Liam Neeson. Was it? Not Liam Neeson. Liam.
Oh, God. What is his name?
Leslie Nielsen.
God, they go from Leslie Nielsen to Liam Neeson. I gotta say, though, I think that's the perfect pick.
It's pretty great.
Because I think Leslie Nielsen was a serious actor and then started doing, like, the Naked Guns, and people were like, wow, he's got some comedic chops, and this is hilarious. And I feel like Liam Neeson might be able to do the same thing. They better have a little bit of a parody of Taken in this.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Oh, when's it coming out? I have no idea.
You know who Kane Brown is, country star?
I do know of him. I don't know any of his songs.
He shared a video where he goes to a Walmart, grabs the loudspeaker, and then plays his new song for all the shoppers. Oh. And then the employees of the Walmart chase him out. This is part of the audio.
Do you think this is all canned? Like, this is just a giant, like, but, I mean, I can't imagine he walked in there and didn't, like, set this up with Walmart.
I'm certain that he had to have set it up.
Let's hear how it sounds.
Attention Walmart shoppers. This is Kane Brown, and I'm going to show you a new song that's coming out Friday.
What are you doing?
Actually sounded better than that Beatles kid song.
Ouch.
This is making me instantly angry. If I was walking around Walmart and this happened, I'd be like, can you just shut up?
But what if it was a pop punk band?
No, I don't need it. Wait. Especially because you're not playing. It wasn't like actual audio. It was like, it's not like they were playing it on the speakers, like the radio.
Well, you're playing on the loudspeaker at Walmart.
That is terrible.
They also probably need to upgrade their speaker system because that was pretty weird.
Yeah, that's more on Walmart for not having a good sound system.
Sure.
Bullcrap. You're telling me that if like Benji from Good Charlotte all of a sudden got on the loudspeaker at Walmart and said, I have my brand new song, you wouldn't be like, oh, F, this is awesome?
I'd be like, all right.
Oh, BS.
I don't buy it. I'd be excited that he was there.
I almost said a swear.
I'll be honest. I don't even know who Kane Brown is. I know of the name. And if all of a sudden I heard Kane Brown was at the Puyallup Walmart, which I thoughts and prayers, so if he is. But if he was there, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Would you go take a picture with him?
I'd go grab a Kane Brown vinyl and act like I'm his biggest fan. That would be so freaking cool. Like, what a random place to meet any musician. Mm. No,
I'm good.
All right, fine.
Negative Nancy.
All right, would you be happy if Joey Chestnut was at a Walmart?
Oh, yes.
And he was like, hey, you want to eat some meat with me, Danny?
Honestly, you know what? Because they'd be giving out samples.
Oh, okay. Well, he's back. He's back with Nathan's. Apparently, he's going to be a part of the big hot dog eating contest. It's just happening. I can't believe that July 4th is just right around the corner.
I'm not ready.
Yesterday, my wife's like, why are all the fireworks stands already popping up? I'm like, well, we are only a few weeks away from 4th of July, so it kind of makes sense that they're coming up now.
It's very exciting.
But yeah, he's going to be a part of it. He sat out last year because he had that contract or that sponsorship dispute because he was sponsoring fake meat, I think the Beyond Meat company, and I guess that was a conflict of interest. Apparently that was an issue, but like, yeah, he's going to be out there to, I guess, battle and prove that his record is still his. Like, right now, what did he have? 76 hot dogs, I think, is his record.
I mean, do you think, like, the people that competed last year were so glad that he wasn't in it,
yes.
And now they're like, God damn it, he's back.
We're back to fighting for number two.
There's no chance.
He just did like another eating competition. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, but the Kobayashi one.
Is that the one? No, no, I think he did like some other food recently where he was like trying to eat. Like it was like a random type of food too. I was just like, what? Like Joey Chestnut's eating everything.
Oh, weird.
He's kind of the best at that.
That could be his new Netflix show. Joey Chestnut is eating everything.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to try to take down Steve Miggs this morning? He has 201 wins under his belt, 64 losses, and 47 ties in 2025. Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Miggs at 850.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.